I am a merry plowboy. I plow the fields by day, till a sudden thought came to my mind that I should run away. Well, I've always hated slavery since the day that I was born. So I'm off to join the IRA, and we're off tomorrow morn. Oh, we're all off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets they glisten in the sun, where the bayonets flash and rifles crash to the echo of a Thompson gun. I leave aside my pick and spade, I leave aside my plow, and I leave aside the old grey mare. No more will I need her now. And I'll take my short revolver and my bandolier of lead, and live or die, I can but try to avenge my country's death. So we're all off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets they glisten in the sun, and the bayonets flash and rifles crash to the echo of a Thompson gun. I leave behind my Mary, she's a colleen I adore, and I wonder will she think of me when she hears the cannons roar. And when the war is over and dear old Ireland's free, I will take her to a church to rest and a rebel's wife.
We're off to Dublin in the green. We didn't just pick that one out of the hat. It has great significance, though, indeed, because if we go back to the opening of what became the first singing pub, as it was tavern in Ireland, it was a song, indeed, which was born in the Abbey Tavern in Dublin, Ireland, and it was made popular by the Dubliners. Friends, we're going to go directly from New York to the Abbey Tavern, which nestles against the ancient ruins of Hoth Abbey. It's a 16th century tavern, originally built for use by local monks from Hoth Abbey, you know, and it's next door, and it was later converted to a public house. Now, let's talk to the proprietor of Abbey Tavern, a great grandnephew of the founder, as we welcome indeed Richard Tobin and his wife Lorraine Gunn, Alva Gunn's niece, and of course Alva is my sister-in-law, but that never, you know, we never shy away from nepotism on this program anyway, as we welcome, of course, Richard Tobin. Richard, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Adrian. Thank you for having me on the show. Unfortunately, my wife isn't with me, Lorraine, but
she didn't leave you, right? I mean, it's just
No, I'm constantly amazed that she hasn't yet, but no, not yet.
Yeah, I wonder also about my sister-in-law and why she's hanging around her brother. But this is a family show, and we don't bring up the sensitive issues. The family and your family tradition. Again, we won't bring it back to the 16th century and the monks, but actually, the history of of Howth and that area where the Abbey Tavern is located is in itself quite historic.
Oh, it is, definitely. Well, Howth itself, the name Howth is derived from the Norse word hoved, which means head, or headland, and that was a Viking word, and Vikings would have settled in Howth in around the 9th century.
The 9th century?
The 9th century.
Oh, boy.
And then
we're getting vine modeling for the 16th century, but if we go back to the... Oh, my God. Now, it was, and it still is, considered to be the, you know, the premier fishing village, you know, nestled in that lovely cove, again, a short distance from Dublin.
Sure. It's only about 9 miles from Dublin, and it's one of the most picturesque and scenic areas in Dublin, and it's still a working fishing village. So it's got everything. It's got history, it's got beautiful scenery, it's got a fantastic local population, really is it's one of the most popular places in Dublin to go.
Yeah. Now, many particularly of Americans, and if I have to single out, say, New Yorkers, simultaneously kicked off what would become known as the singing pubs. It was actually, it wasn't just singing, of course, it's music, traditional music pubs. So where did that start? It started, indeed, and became, you know, quite famous from the Abbey Tavern back in the early 60s. However,
correct,
it didn't start as a traditional Irish pub. It was a jazz club, and did that
have correct.
Did that have something to do with the advent, you know, of the Irish show band and the show band era?
It certainly would have. The show band era would have played a part, but I suppose it was my grandmother Minnie Scotland, and she had inherited the business from my great grandfather Frank Scott, and she shortly after that she was widowed, and she inherited this business, and she had a young family, three young children, and it was, you know, she was looking at ways to make the business work, and one of the things was a jazz club, and that ran for about a year, and then with the advent of the resurgence in popularity of the traditional Irish music scene, they moved to traditional Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history.
Again, maybe there was some truth in it, you know, through the decades going back from, again, the advent of traditional Irish music and its association with the Abbey Tavern. But there were, a couple of decades back, there were many tourists, visitors, particularly from North America, who said, you know, you'd have to go the length and breadth of Ireland, you know, to get traditional music. Nothing could be further from the truth. So in terms of traditional music and festivals, Ireland is still the greatest place to visit, north and south.
Absolutely. I mean, we've a very rich tradition in this country in the arts, all of the arts, but particularly with music. And music would have been handed down through generations, songs, and you know, we've stayed very true to our roots from when we started our traditional Irish nights. So it's largely remained unchanged from when it was started in 1962. And you know, we'd like to think that we offer a genuine Irish experience that reflects Ireland's wealth of you know, music culture.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you to list the great many groups who became international, stars and groups traveling the world. But there is an association, and I think a parallel with those who in the entertainment business, who, if they were to say make their mark in the United States here, if you wanted to throw out a calling card, you can say, okay, we played in Carnegie Hall. It's not an understatement to, take the famous Abbey Tavern in Holt and equate that in terms of the significance of the entertainment there. What I want you to do, though, is to fill us in a little bit beyond the entertainment, because tavern, pub, implies that's it. You go for the entertainment, but actually you might have to stop off for a sandwich on the way there. Not so. Tell us about the tavern itself and what you've brought forward to many who may think indeed that it's a pub, it's a tavern in the town.
Well, the Abbey Tavern has many strings to its bow. Obviously, we're very famous for our traditional Irish nights and the history therein. But we're a recognised Irish whiskey bar. We have just recently been nominated to the finalists of the Irish Restaurant Awards in two categories, in Pub of the Year and Gastro Pub of the Year. So food is a huge part of our business. And being in a fishing village, all of our fish comes fresh daily from the harbour.
Yeah.
We're very cognizant of trying to source local fresh ingredients, and all of our steaks and beef would come from the immediate Leinster region. So we're very well known for our food. We're number one on TripAdvisor, and we work very hard to offer our guests the best of food and drink that Ireland can offer.
And let me remind ourselves and all of us, TripAdvisor can make you or break you. If you come in at number one, you must be doing something right. You mentioned again it's 9 miles from the centre of Dublin, but it also is a beautiful train ride and that's only 20 minutes out there, but that whole section of Dublin, Howth, for many who would say visit Dublin and anything like the hustle and the bustle and for many of us, particularly those from the west of Ireland, and I'm, again, this is kind of a west of Ireland kind of program, so you'll excuse our prejudice and our bias. But it's a beautiful area going out to Howth, and it's well worth a visit.
Oh, absolutely! It's very well served by public transport, as you mentioned. The DART, which is our light rail system, that is probably the most efficient way of getting out, and it's very easy. It's only about 20 minutes. It's also a lovely drive, a coastal drive. So you pass St. Anne's Park, and you have the bay on your right, and that's a really, really nice drive as well. It's only about 35 minutes at most. But Howth, it has so much to offer. I mean, beautiful cliff walks. We've got magnificent beaches. We have history abounds, and we have an 800-year-old castle continuously inhabited by the same family for all of that time. We have the wonderful fishing village and harbour, and just a wealth of things to do in Howth.
Now, an incredible visitors book, signatures going back and guests going back to the advent of Abbey Tavern. I don't know. You wouldn't have been old enough to be.
I wouldn't have been old enough to have been working here, but I do remember coming out as a, being brought out as a young boy with my siblings to to meet famous guests who might have been arriving. Princess Grace of Monaco and Prince Albert. Obviously, she was formerly Grace Kelly.
If you shook the hand, Richard, if you shook the hand of Princess Grace of Monaco. I have to assume that you're not as young as your aunt-in-law Alva Gunn implied, because that wasn't there yesterday. But anyway,
no, it wasn't. But I would have been very young at the time.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
But some of the others, though, Ted Kennedy, Catherine Hepburn, and what about John Wayne?
Yes, well, again, I wouldn't have been around, but very often I'd reminisce by going through the old visitors' books, and it's really a who's who of stage and screen and the music world, the political world, members of royal families. It's really, really interesting, and we're working on kind of maybe digitizing that in the future.
Okay, and of course, lest anybody think that all the famous singers of the past, were that their signatures and the archives will show that was great. But how about if people, particularly from America, were to want to hear people like Neil Diamond and Garth Brooks? It's a great, relatively little place for huge stars to visit. That must jam up hosts, or do they swing in and out for anybody knows that they're?
Oh yeah, I mean, we wouldn't advertise their coming, and it would be very low key. We treat them, try to protect their privacy. So we keep it very low key.
Tell me though, just give us a description of the tavern itself. The flagged floors, I remember.
Sure. We've flagstone floors. All of the walls are cut stone, and they would have been locally quarried hundreds of years ago, the stones. Open fireplaces, peat fires burning in all but the summer months. Even some days in the summer, we'd still light a peat fire. We have a really, really lovely tavern, and then we have what we call the Abbey Room to the back, and that's where we would have our traditional Irish night. We would also have, it's used for weddings, it's used for some of the music and comedy gigs that we would put on. We have a restaurant upstairs and a private dining room off that restaurant.
Okay.
So there's lots of, it's deceptively big. When you look at it from the outside, you wouldn't realize how big it is.
Okay. Richard, thank you for joining us, and best to your wife, Lorraine, and the auntie, of course, Alva Gunn. The website, you have a website which indeed fills a lot of the information that we've covered, and there's much more.
Sure. It's www.abbeytavern.ie.
That is. Abbeytavern.ie will get it. And again, friends, our guests, directly from the Abbey Tavern in Ireland, in Howth, in Dublin, Richard Tobin. And thanks for being with us. And actually, we mentioned the Dubliners and off to Dublin and the Green, which many would say is not as politically correct today as it was back then. However, this is not a show that has any record of political either bias or promotion. So let's give from the Dubliners the Rocky Road to Dublin, the final day show live from New York City, capital of the world. And here is the Dubliners. Worldwide, irishradio.com. Best way to reach us, info@irishradio.com.